This is your 2-Minute Drill presented by University Hospitals. There's been plenty of much-deserved attention put on the 2017 draft class, but the 2016 class is rising and ready to have a prominent role on this year's squad. Members of that 2016 class have shown a lot of improvement and are ready to take on bigger roles on this year's Browns. After dealing with injuries much of his rookie season, Corey Coleman has looked like the number one receiver the Browns want to have from their former first-round pick. His last week's game against the Buccaneers was one of his best, catching 4 passes and making a number of acrobatic grabs and helping DeShone Kizer along the way. Emmanuel Ogba kept developing and kept showing promise as a second-round pick last year, and now he's got a whole lot of help on the other side of the defensive line with Myles Garrett. Plugged in as a starter on the opposite side, he had a big sack against the Buccaneers and is going to be looking for more as defenses try to decide who they want to devote more attention to, Garrett or Ogba. 2 third-round picks have been looking good as well, as Carl Nassib is coming off one of his best games with the Browns in the preseason, getting a tackle for loss and sack against the Buccaneers, and Sean Coleman won the right tackle job in camp and is going to be plugged in with a bunch of veterans on an offensive line that expects to block for a good Browns running game. Perhaps the biggest improvements, though, come from the fourth round. Jobert might be the best story in the entire group, as he changed positions and lost some weight, going from an outside linebacker in a 3-4 to a middle linebacker in the Browns' 4-3. With the injury to Tank Carter, Jobert has made the most of his opportunity and will enter the season as a first-team middle linebacker in a defense that uses him a lot and will put him in positions to have a lot of success. A number of other members of that 2016 class are still on the roster and will be fighting for those spots as the Browns take on the Bears Thursday in the final game of the preseason. Building the Browns starts at 7, Browns Countdown starts at 7:30, and Browns vs. Bears starts at 8 o'clock on News 5 in Cleveland. Keep it locked on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for all the latest updates from the Browns preseason finale.